All the work I wanted to do, 8 hours a day, until I got to where my pressure went up.
Yeah.
And I had to cut out,
mm-hmm.
and cut out, and cut out. So right now, I got a little job that I still do. I want to do it, I'm able to do it. I do it.
That's good. That's what you ought to do. Like,
yeah. So,
your blood pressure was up?
Yeah, uh-uh. Still I take mm-hmm. medication now.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't do the speed. Mm-hmm. If I did, I'd get tired so quick and dry, you know. So I just gauge myself. I do a little, you know, my mm-hmm. own time.
Unless you still do more work than nine people out of ten. Well,
I wouldn't doubt it. I checked the credit union. And that way I got this new job I do. It helped me out.
Yeah, that's good.
Because my retirement, since Nita been gone, well, my little bills and things I have to pay, well, Social Security, and I can't do no outspending. It just takes care of the thing, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And just a little side job. I pay my car note out of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, that's good.
And,
yeah.
That's
good. You got a little side job. Right?
Yeah.
That's good.
And go from there. And my manager, right, I make it.
Well, sounds to me like all those times you shouldn't be working by the hour at all. You should be working by the job.
Well, most it is. I ain't working by the hour. No.
Okay, good.
No. I go out there on Monday morning. I'll be out there by the hour. I got a blower. I blow the leaves around the drive-in. Little spots of grass I take cut, and one or two bushes to trim. That's it. Well, I go out there while it's cool and do that. Go back home, and nothing else to do the rest of the day. Well, I go back Wednesday morning, do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And on Saturday, if I have any outlet to do, like cut the grass or anything like that, I got all day to do that.
Mm-hmm.
If I,
yeah.
you know, so
that sounds like a pretty ideal job for you. Yeah.
And
really,
that,
yeah.
And that's all I do.
That's all you need to do, too.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yep.
That's good. You take it easy.
I enjoy doing it, and they satisfied at it. And
it gives you something to look forward to.
Yeah.
It gives you a schedule to keep. And,
that's right.
I think that's good.
It is.
I think a man needs to do something like that.
And for me, people wonder, Lester said, you drive? I said, yeah, I drive. You know, they can't understand. Well, telling you how it is, I'd say 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I got the same division, looked like to me, that I had then.
Mm-hmm.
And getting out there among the traffic and all, it seemed like back then.
Don't seem any different to you.
No different.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how long I'll go with it, but I beg the Lord every day to not let me get out there if something come about.
Right.
You know. Yeah. My division, I don't feel like I should be out there. I ain't going.
Yeah. I don't think they need anybody to tell you, because I believe you'll know.
Yeah, I will know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you have sense enough to say, no, I don't need to be out there.
No, that's right. So, that's just the way I feel about it.
Well, I hope not.
I had my eye examined. It's nearby.
2020. Really? Yeah.
All right.
That's pretty amazing.
That's true. 2015.
Well, let me tell you something. if the Braves get in the playoffs this year, me and you go to Atlanta and stay with David. I've been wanting to do that every year.
Well, I get the
we'll figure out somebody to get us some tickets up
there.
Yeah. David knows. I know somebody to get us some tickets.
Yeah, I know a couple people that get Brave tickets. We'll work with them.
If they get the playoff, we're going to go.
I get to wear my shirt.
Yeah, absolutely. They'll give me one, too. We'll go up there and sit with Ted Turner.
And we used to say about Daddy that he had two speeds. It was wide open or neutral. If you sit down, he would sleep in the chair in 10 minutes. And otherwise, he was up, he was going. He was full speed ahead.